Hey everybody, it's good to see you all again. This segment is just to kind of let you guys know what is going on in this episode. So in this episode, there is a situation towards the end or anywhere in this episode, there is a blank. That means there's no sound coming in the episode, and you might think that is your fault. That is my fault. You can blame me, say it was my fault because that is editing problem, and that's because of recording and the recording platform that I use. If that happens to be in the episode, if that's in it, what you need to do is to just disregard it. Don't worry about it. Consider it like an ad break. Consider it like a break. Consider it like we're taking a 5 minute break. Consider it like that. So no freaking out. No need to worry. Make sure you guys enjoy the episode. Enjoy what's in it. And y'all have a good one and enjoy this one. Really enjoy it and have fun. And please disregard the blanks in there, consider them breaks. Hope you guys enjoy this episode and thank you guys for understanding and for your cooperation. Oh, hey, look at that. Look at that. Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new one. I know you guys have been enjoying a lot of the guest I had previously, and with the new act, including today, actually. Today I have a brand new act. Well, sort of new. He doesn't have a lot out, but I consider him like a new person. This is Bad Caramel. And firstly, I'm honored to have you here. I absolutely love to interview artists like you, so I'm so excited. Welcome. Glad to have you.
Thank you so much for having me. Hi, everybody. I'm Bad Caramel.
Hey, I like the name. Speaking about you, why don't you give a little rundown about yourself to the audience?
Okay. I'm just like a regular everyday person. I really enjoy making music. I rap, obviously. You can find me, on Spotify, SoundCloud, all those places, just sort of like trying to find musical what vision, like sometimes I'm just trying to do the thing. I love making the music. That's what I'm all about.
That's awesome, and I love that your main thing is to make sure you get your music out there and everything about music with you. That is sick. That is awesome.
Yeah, thank you. For a long time I would just write and wouldn't record and put things out, or I was under different names even and put stuff out that just wasn't as me as some of this music is. Even though I walk around with a mask on and take pictures in the woods, it's sort of like tongue in cheek fun, but at the same time, like a lot of the music is kind of personal. So it's been kind of fun. It's been like therapeutic.
Oh, therapeutic. All right, I can understand that. That's with a lot of musicians. That's with a lot of them. I can definitely get that. Music's definitely therapeutic. It's definitely therapy, basically. Which I understand completely. A lot of artists, they use music as therapy, especially this year when we need music the most. I think that was the most therapy.
Oh yes, I mean last year, when we put out our album, like I think last September actually, like a year ago, in one of the rap groups I'm in, it was all about that whole year and what a mess everything was. Definitely dated ourselves with that album. Like you cannot even, it's definitely from that year.
Absolutely, and because of the pandemic, music grew, and now there's like hundreds more artists than there ever was, ever.
Yeah, the market is, super flooded with all types of talented artists of all different kinds. I mean, you can find one that sounds like this person, that person that has their own style. It's awesome. It's great. I love the internet age. It's great. It's a great equalizer for a lot of artists who just don't want to not be heard. You know what I mean? Just sit there in their house and make their own music. They got you know, the internet to share it out to their friends and family and possible fans. It's good stuff. It's awesome.
Absolutely, 100%. I love the internet age. Love it. And it even gives opportunities for places like this. I mean, look at all of this. I mean, dope artist, and now you're here. I mean, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah. But we're getting a little ahead of ourselves. I want to start on this. It's everybody's favorite. So, firstly, what got you into making music and becoming an artist?
Well, I would kind of started off as like a jobber jock, like rapper. You know, I mean, I always kind of wanted to make music. And I thought that hip hop was kind of fun and funny in the way that people talk about all the same things. So I started to make like satirical music, and people kind of heard it. It wasn't really supposed to go out to a lot of people, and it was just supposed to be more private. And then people had talked about it like, oh, he could never actually make good music. And then that kind of irked me a little bit. So I started to try to get better at it. You know what I mean? And then it just became something that I did out of spite for a little while that I realized I really just loved doing. Like, instead of doing it to make people mad, I was like, maybe I could just turn this into something else, you know? It was a happy coincidence.
Yeah, definitely. I want to twist things up, and I want to state this. I do things are coincidence, but also I think it was like, I guess, because firstly, it's wrong that people said that you couldn't be an artist. I mean, what do they know? I mean,
well, any, you know,
yeah. Like anything.
Yeah, any level of art is awesome. Whatever you're doing, you do it, and don't let anybody tell you not to. You don't have to be the best at it, and I don't think I'm the best at what I do at all by any stretch of the imagination. But you know, don't listen to other people. You got your thing that you're doing, and your people who support you. You know who they are. Just do that shit. You know?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely, 100%, speaking facts. And I think this is also fate, also, because if that wouldn't have happened, I mean, how else would you become an artist? You use the shit and use the anger and the obsession, like upset with the continuation.
Right. Yeah.
Right. And you used all that and you proved everybody wrong, and now you have music. You're here. Now you're here. This is something you can brag about too. You can brag about and say, guess what? I'm on a podcast, and they're going to be like, wow, that's really amazing. Some of them are going to be like, who cares? Some of your nice friends will be like, oh my God, I can't believe it.
So right. Lucky. The ones that are fans will absolutely adore this show and adore this episode, I think. I think this is going to be a good time. For sure.
Yeah, really good time. And you can even prove people wrong by showing this in their faces, like, look at this, bitch, look at this, I'm on a podcast now. Who's a good one now? Look at the
I'm far removed from that that type of feeling now. I just like doing it, you know what I mean? I don't want anybody to feel any type of way about anything. I just love doing it. It's something that I would do whether or not people would listen.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. That's nice too. And wow, you don't even sound like you're like up there. You don't sound like that. You just sound like either Canadian or like you're from down here. Like, you don't even sound like those people up there, honestly. You might sound like Washington though, or some of those other ones, but you might sound like New York. And
I'm sorry, I'm also a little bit sick, but yeah, I have a higher voice, you know.
Oh, that explains everything. Okay. You don't have COVID now, do you?
What was that?
You don't have COVID now, do you?
No. No. Upper respiratory. Taking care of it.
Oh. Oh, got it. Okay. This sounds okay. Gotcha. Okay. Moving away from personal shit, because I'm not want to be crazy. So let's talk about your kind of music. So firstly, I'd love to start with this. So how would you describe your music? Because people want to know what kind of artist you are. So how would you describe your music?
Oh, I mean, it's like sometimes I do some Kendrick Lamar type flows. Sometimes I do some more slow flows. I switch up the flows a lot. Sometimes I like to hum and sing, sort of like Kid Cudi. Sometimes it's like Bugs Bunny, who's really interested in drugs and alcohol for some odd reason, rapping on a track. It depends, honestly. Like, it goes places sometimes. I have a song called Nightmare Fuel on SoundCloud that is not even what I would consider listenable as like a rap song, but if you can sit through it and, you know, hear the lyrics, it's one of my favorite songs I've ever made. It's like noise. That's all it is. It's like a Battle of the Banjos, but with all my voice rapping over itself, just saying nonsense. And it's really beautiful in my opinion. So like the type of things that I make are weird and wild, and sometimes they're really like not at all. They're just like basic jobber ass verses, or like maybe I'm spitting. Whatever, I do all types of stuff.
That is awesome. Okay. That's cool. Honestly, that's cool. And it looks like you're like a universal artist. So I guess and I guess what you're trying to say is that you don't really stick to like one place, right? You like pretty much.
No, I'm honestly, yeah. I like to work with a band that's local in my area called Carrot Cake, and they're one of my favorite people to work with. I love just spitting verses over their rock songs, you know, like just being that random rap verse on their album. That's what I love. You know, I go anywhere. I'll work with anybody. If I think we can make good music, why not? Even if it's bad music, you can learn from it. So, and I make nothing. Technically, I make nothing but bad music, BADD, but, you know.
Yeah. You're right, 100%. speaking the same language, I love it. Now, I want to kind of get into the Method Man. Speaking of Method Man, what's your music process like? How's your process into making a song?
Well, I don't really produce anymore, because after years and years of like throwing shit at the wall and trying, I just decided like it was one of those things that needed to take the back burner for now. If I ever really wanted to get into music, I needed to sort of like min-max, you know, like a video game or something. You're good at one aspect and you want to make sure that part of you shines. So I had to find producers and people to work with, collaborators, essentially, that would want my verses. And so I start off writing a verse usually by asking for a beat or getting sent something. Somebody will just send me something. I'll be like, I really like this, and maybe I'll start to write something to it. Another way I start a song is I'll have something in my head that I just want to say. In one of the showcase songs later, Ghibli, I knew I wanted to say something about anime titties because I thought it was really, really funny. And so, you know, like, I was like, I thought it would be really, really funny to have a fucking rap verse or even the fucking hook where I say over and over again, just anime titties for no reason. So I just was like, you can beat a man in my city, I'm busy taking shot size anime titties. And it like went from there to changing up the it's not even a hook, it's like a theme You know what I mean? I change one of the words and it's supposed to, like, represent shit. So sometimes they start off really simple. Sometimes they start off really complex. Sometimes I get a beat. Sometimes I hear something I don't like and I want to respond. Say it's a news story or political and I just want to give my two cents. Those are a lot of the ways my songs start.
Oh, okay, okay. Gotcha. But that is really hilarious, honestly. Anime titties is so funny.
I just think that hip hop is can be very comical if you let it be a lot of the time. You know, I mean, I a lot of my music gets kind of dark, but I like to try to make it a little bit lighter than the story that's actually being told sometimes, you know.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. 100%. I'm still laughing about that, so I'm gonna move on before I cry. So, what would you say would be musical influences?
I really love Frank Ocean. He's probably like my idol. I really loved MF Doom. That's why I have the mask. I wear a mask myself when I rap, or at least in promotional stuff, because I absolutely adored him. I love the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I even listen to like some surfer rock. I don't know if anybody's ever heard of Peach Pit. I go all over the place. I love some classics and some not so classics, you know?
Okay, okay. So you're a classic. Okay.
Might throw on some like, 70s or 80s, just like on Spotify and let it go. But other days you might, you know, I might throw on like Donda and just sit there and listen the whole way through for no reason, you know?
Oh, okay. What'd you think of Donda?
I actually really, really liked it. I'm still listening to it. It was really good, in my opinion. I mean, I couldn't have produced that album. There's no way.
God, imagine if you did though. Wouldn't that be life changing?
It would be legendary. I mean, maybe one day I'll get there, but I got a lot of work in the studio to do that. I could maybe rap on a song on Donda.
Oh, yeah. What if you got to put your vocals on the track? Wouldn't that be in Zine 2?
I mean, I love to work with anybody, not just, yeah, big artists. I would almost rather work with smaller artists or people, not even, I don't know why small, I don't know why we define it in size in general, but you know, people who don't have the followers. Like if you've got a vision and you're creative, like that is automatically something I want to be a part of.
Oh, all right, I see you. But yeah, I can envision you collaborating with a lot. Even my friends, I can see you collaborating with. Trust me, now that you've been on this podcast, you're part of us now. There's lots of artists, lots of recommendations for you.
That would be awesome. Anybody reach out, for real. I'm always interested. Send me a track. If you want me to write something that uses part of what you're saying, make sure it's got your vocals on it too. You can send me the beat, just itself. And I'll always try to respond, so I'm pretty good about it, actually, lately.
Oh, all right, cool. That is cool. That's awesome. All right, going on, because I am loving this so far. Tell us anything about your showcase later.
Yeah, so the one song we already talked about, Ghibli, is sort of like this tongue-in-cheek storytelling. I write a lot about addiction and drug use and the things that, you know, it may have prevented me from being able to do or prevent you from being able to do, or you feel lesser, you know. And that song is sort of about those type of feelings. The other song is called Ain, I spent a summer reading all of Ayn Rand's books, like last summer, and my collaborator and partner in crime, Soup, 716 Soup, we actually have one album out from last year together called Serendipitous on Spotify. Go check it out. And then we're working on our next upcoming album. So he had sent me the beat for Ayn, and he was like that I could just have it. And so I had recorded my part, and I wrote like this sort of love song. And I thought it had some cheesy singing at the very beginning, and I figured that especially the fans would adore the cheesy singing at the very beginning and all the weird auto-tune stuff that we kind of get into throughout that song, because I recorded my part, sent it back to him, and made sure he put a verse on there too, both of us, on Ayn.
Oh, all right. I'm gonna have to check out y'all's little duo together. I'm gonna have to check that out. I have to check y'all out. All right, that's going on my list too. All right. My head is fried. You got anything for me? I like to ask everybody to know there's like something in there about me that's like stuck in there. So is there anything to like let out about me or anything?
Oh, I was just curious. Like, well, I was curious what gave you the idea to interview, these smaller artists. I think this is awesome. Like I said, I was listening to your podcast all day. I think it's really good. I actually think that we have some really good crossover type branding right now. And it's been awesome. I was just wondering what even gave you the idea to interview smaller artists, especially somebody like me.
Oh, good question. I like that. So last year, as you know, last year with the pandemic, I was bored, right? Being bored, I tried anything. And I did everything from outside camps, like nothing seemed to interest me. I firstly saw the TV show, my friend was like, hell no, you can't do a TV show. And I was like, yeah. And then my other friend was like, you make a podcast. And I, first of all, I was like, don't you need like money or like a studio to do that? He was like, no, you can just put it all up online. It's yours. It's free.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And all you do is just set up an account, everything on a platform. So this podcast started last year in August 29th, already September. So I'm officially 1 year.
Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. And since then, I've been promoting. I've been trying to help artists. I converted to an everything podcast when I learned that there was a bigger world of music that needed help.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, there's so many artists. And the thing is also is that you don't get opportunities like this just knocking at your door, right? You don't get opportunities like it. Like today, I surprised you by friending you, and you were like, who the hell is this guy? And then I sent out this letter to you, and I was like...
And I was like, I better do this today before he decides. Why am I even talking to this person?
Absolutely. You weren't expecting that, right?
No, I wasn't.
You were not expecting that, right? And I made my mission to help artists like yourself, to help artists like you, get a platform to talk about you, because you don't get opportunities like that in the real world. Let's just be honest.
It's true. I really do appreciate you using your platform to let me, speak for a little bit and talk about my music and all that stuff, It's really awesome. I do appreciate
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Yeah, of course. You know I got you 100%. And yeah, and that's what I love too, is that I get to meet new talent. I get to have a building list. I have a list actually in my bedroom, and I literally have to write down everybody from first podcast host I ever, well, not podcast host, the first episode I did to now being in season two. I wrote everything. I kept a Google Doc of all the links. People that had the check me out, well, no, they wanted me to check out their music. Like, oh my god, jeez, oh my god, and it is a long list, but I'm free to listen to it. I got nothing else to do. But I made my mission to help artists, so I'm here, and that's why I'm staying, to help artists, and I won't stop.
We appreciate you.
Tells me that it's all right. Yeah, of course. Everybody needs a little help now and then. I appreciate the question, too. Everybody should know. Did you have anything else you wanted to let out?
You know, I just wanted
don't
to...
Don't be shy. Don't be shy. I can answer any question.
I really didn't. That was just it. I was just wondering how you even found me, honestly. I was so confused. I was like, this is awesome.
Oh, yeah. I'll answer that one, too. Excuse me. I found you RJB Collab Community. I hit up artists all the time in there. And surprise them, because why the hell not, right? Why not?
Yeah.
Right? Why not?
It's great. Any chance to, you know, get some more people to listen to the music is awesome for me. Hope you know, you like it.
Yeah, absolutely. I just saw you as an artist there, so I was just like, let me take a chance and meet this guy. Maybe I can help him. Let's see. Let's take a chance, okay? Let's take one, okay? Let's take one.
You got to take them chances all the time. It's the only way you know, you make good content.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. You're never going to get through life if you don't take chances, 100%.
But yeah.
100.
I just wanted to, you know, shout out to all of my, you know, people who actually listen and maybe are tuning in right now. That's awesome. I appreciate you guys. Always shouts out to 716 Soup, my boy, my brother, and Carrot Cake, the band that I work with. Thanks, Mike, for mastering and mixing and all that stuff. And all my collaborations and collaborators are so awesome. And my boy, Boyo Levity, who's my producer at the moment, and Germ LTTL. He's always, you know, been very supportive. And Will does all my artwork. I wanted to throw that out to him on blast on Instagram. Adam, the Mighty Rip on Instagram, also does all my photography. So I just wanted to throw that out there for all my friends, all my people who are really, you know, working with me on my music and art and all of this stuff, you know?
Oh, thanks for the shout outs. I think they really appreciate it.
Yeah, I think that they'll find it funny.
Especially anime titties. They're going to really laugh.
Yeah, I'm sure that they've heard the song plenty of times already.
Show people the song?
Of course I show people. It's released on SoundCloud.
Oh, geez, I thought you were kidding.
No, it's a real song. I swear to God, you didn't listen to Ghibli before you had me on?
No, I did. But I thought it was just going to be like a secret thing, a private thing, or like those kind of things where it's going to be only available for a few days and then you just take it off.
Wait, what?
I thought it was going to be those kind of songs.
I mean, I have a bunch of different kind of songs. I go all over the place.
Yes, but I didn't think it was going to be real.
Oh. I
did not expect that.
I'm an anime character. Haven't you seen my profile photo?
On Discord or on social media?
Everywhere. I always wear the anime mask on any picture I'm in. My face is covered.
So you mean that Discord thing is actually your real face with a mask on?
That's at a photo shoot, I believe. That was like, or it might not even be from a photo shoot. I might have taken that on my phone with the mask on. You can see my eyes if you look at it. I'm like wearing a beanie. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I can see it.
Yep. No, I do the whole thing, the whole act. It all comes with it.
Oh, gotcha. Makes a lot of sense, too. The name kind of gives things away, but... No. I just wanted to just say thanks for being here. I mean... Wow, it's just so... wonderful to get to meet new talent, and this has been really amazing. I hope everybody loves the little showcase we have. Well, you have.
Yep.
Later. Today, so everybody will get a chance to listen to two sweet tracks. Two sweet tracks by Bad Caramel. And actually, I wanted to ask this. Where'd you get the name from anyway?
I used to, like, it's sort of like Bad Karma. I used to just call Instinct Karma, Instinct Caramel, and now I just called Bad Caramel, Bad Karma. You know what I mean? Like, it just was something stupid. I wanted to have a name that nobody else had. I Googled it, and I had it for so many years in, like, the back of my head as an idea. And when I Googled it, nobody else came up as Bad Caramel. And I'm like, I got some him.
Oh, okay. So it's basically almost like destiny for you to have it. And the name's hilarious. I love it. And I dealt with a lot of karma in my life. So it's so hilarious. I love it.
And the ADD is uppercase because I go all over the place constantly.
Oh, I see. You're everywhere, huh? You're everywhere?
I am.
All right, I see you. I see you, bro. I see you. I wonder what would happen if you were not a musician. I wonder what would happen.
I don't know. I'd probably just live my same normal everyday life. I mean... I work a 9-to-5 now. I'd probably still work a 9-to-5 then. I mean, I would probably still be creative in some way. I used to love to write novels and stuff like that. I could just never, like, focus for long enough to write a whole story in novel form. I would have these grand ideas, like we all have, you know. But being an artist is, like, trying to rein those ideas into something that you can hopefully actually make happen. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yep, 100%. I get it. And speaking about the future, is there anything your fans can look forward to from you in the future?
Yeah, actually, I'm on Carrot Cake's next album that's coming out. I have a song on there. Always doing features now lately with a great group of guys. They'll definitely be repeating features with me, and I'll have them on my stuff. And so there's going to be singles coming. I'm working on my mixtape right now called Drugs Are Bad, BADD, just like my name. Hopefully soon it'll be out. I'm not sure, but we're working on, me and 716 Soup are working on our second album, and that should be out, I would say, this year. I hate to put dates on anything because you never know. We could scrap the whole thing and start all over. You never know. Why? You never know. But always more singles coming. Been sick this week, so I haven't had a song in like 2 weeks. Because I try to stay relatively current and active, at least lately.
Oh, gotcha. I wonder, when are you going to make your solo debut for an album or something?
Well, that's going to be Drugs Are Bad, is what I'm working on. So that's, I don't know if it, I would call it an album per se. I've called it a mixtape up till now, just because of there's certain parts of it that are more like a mixtape than what I'm planning for an album. You know? I feel like the album has to completely and totally represent me as a solo debut album, and like the mixtape can represent the certain stories I want to tell right this second about my existence or the people around me's existence. You know what I mean?
Yeah, gotcha. But seriously, I do want to see you debut an album. That'd be really cool.
I'm working on something. I don't even want to talk about what it's called or how far it is, because it's got a name and like one track, and I haven't gotten much further on the album. I've been working on the mixtape to get some music out there.
That's good. Keeping yourself busy, that was good. That's good. Excuse me. Again, I just wanted to thank you for being here. I'm guessing this is your very first interview, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like I get offers every day to do an interview, so, you know.
You don't. Honestly, thank you so much for being here. It's been a pleasure getting to meet you, and I hope we can do more things together in the future. That'd be so nice.
Yeah, I know you write, right, and rap, so if you ever want to feature, honestly, if you want to get on one of my songs, always, anytime. This has been a pleasure. Thank you for having me. You know, I would love to come back when I'm actually done with Drugs Are Bad to like do a playoff for the people, you know, play some songs off it. That would be always fun. If you ever are interested in having me on again, I would be willing to come on anytime.
Yeah,
wonderful time. Absolutely.
Yeah, dude, just ask away. I'm happy to interview anytime.
Sick.
That is cool with me. And this has been really fun, too. So, fortunately, it's ending. Aww. That's the audience saying aww.
Aww.
Aww. He's going to be coming back, and you can get a chance to hear him spit some bars right after his interview, so you're not out of luck. Before we end this, is there any lastly things you would like to say to your fans and the audience out there before the end comes? Anything lastly?
Bad like the juju, puke on your new shoes. That's what I got to say.
I'm not kidding, but you have comedy. That's funny shit. I like it. Excuse me. You guys, make sure to check out Bad Karma by Carmel. Below in the links, he's everywhere on Instagram, Spotify. He's everywhere.
Yeah, hit me up. If you want a feature, holler at me anytime.
Oh yeah, do it. You guys for tuning in tonight. Been a wonderful time getting to meet this guy, show some love, and give some guys some listens. As always, make sure to check us out on social media, everyone on Rap About Podcast, since we're like the only ones. And I'll catch you on the flip. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and see you guys on the next one. Bye. Hello, everybody. Thank you guys so much for joining us tonight as we dove into a wonderful podcast episode. Now, in this following segment, you will get a chance to hear this artist's showcase, because every artist that comes on the show requires to do a showcase. So
buckle up, get some popcorn, and enjoy the showcase. I hope you guys love it, and check out the artist when you get a chance to. Hope you guys love it. Enjoy.
You can be the man in my city. I'm bitch smoking joints, I anime titty. I ain't scared nobody but a rap with the mask cause it make me look pretty. I might tie up my hair with a smile on my face while I handle that kitty. I might eat your ass like peanut butter swelly, let it bang like chitty. We might get so drunk that I might go to jail, you might come with me. Spend so much on drugs cause I'm bored and lonely, ain't that shitty? Why I get so drunk and high but drive home like I'm tipsy? Wake up, it's a victory, stand up now I'm dizzy. You can be the man of my city, I'm be snort lines, I anime titties. I might drink a whole bottle, I don't need no chase, have somebody come get me. I only write these songs so you don't do the same, I don't want no pity. Why my vomit fizzy? Go away, I'm busy. Who knew I would be the shit with all the shit they give me? My studio's Ghibli, your shit dead like Kenny. Your lines gobble glizzy, I'm a common grizzly. I don't care about the comments long as you was listening. You could be the man of my city, I'm bitch taking shots, size anime titties. Spend a Saturday, Kimmy, smoking on a shadow in the battleway. Turn a bedroom to a cabaret. Write a song that damaged gray matter as a path to brain. Tell me if you class the same, have my name pass away. Pack it up and pass the blame, back it up, you niggas lame, bruh. I'm so good, my throwaways bump. Sleeping on them, need to wake up. What the fuck, in the name of goodness gracious, too awake. But life's a waste if you ain't wasted. I can't sleep, I don't wanna stay up. This is real life, I can't make up. You can be the man of my city, I'm bitch smoking joints, I anime titty. I ain't scared nobody, but I rap with the mask cause it make me look pretty. My studio is Ghibli. Go away, I'm busy.